Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up, rehabbers across the world? New listeners, welcome to the Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. This is episode 20. If you're a new listener, I will encourage you to listen to the other 19 episodes. And thank you for listening to the Straight Up Podcast. Today, episode 20, I want to make it a little bit different. I wanted to make this episode one of these episodes that is just a straight protect your peace vibe. An episode that maybe you'll remember forever, especially when you're going through hard times. Especially when depression has come into your life. Or stress. Or it seems like you're suffering loss after loss after loss. Or maybe something in your past. Or maybe you just forgot who you are. I want this episode to be the episode that reminds you of who you are. That reminds you that you have that greatness inside you. Because just being transparent, this world will try to make you forget. This world has tried to make me forget time after time after time. I remember my NFL career when I lost it. I forgot who I was because my identity was so tied into that. And for some of us, it's relationships. For some of us, it's our dreams. For some of us, it's just how we're being influenced by the world. So if you know somebody that's going through it, that's seeming like challenge after challenge after challenge, even if it's yourself or somebody that you know, send them this episode and tell them to press play. If you see somebody on social media that's a stranger and you feel like they're going through it and it feels like loss after loss is happening in their life, send them this episode and tell them to press play. Because I just want to tell you it's time for you to remember who you are.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
This life oftentimes tries to make us forget. Some of us, if we're being real, some of us are living a life that wasn't meant for us to live. Some of us have become what we weren't meant to become. Some of us have become a reflection of what the world convinced us to be instead of being who we're truly created to be. At some point, you started to believe the lies that you weren't enough. At some point, you let opinions shape your reality. At some point, you stopped believing in you. You became the rejection that the world gave you. You became the pain that that person gave you. You became the losses that your life suffered. Listen to me. It's time for you to remember who you are. Just because you had some bad chapters, so what? Doesn't mean your story can't end well. Just because you made some mistakes, so what? Doesn't mean you are one. Take it from me. Just because you did some things you're not proud of, doesn't mean you can't be proud of yourself. You got to stop trying to be perfect for imperfect people. Just because someone hides their past better than you doesn't make them better than you. It's less about what you've done and it's more about what you're going to do. It's less about the chapters you can't change and it's more about the chapters you're about to write. Don't let your past define your life. Let it refine your life. Let your past inspire you to be a greater you. You don't have to continue to go through what you've been through. You don't have to continue to live what you lived. You don't have to continue to allow those setbacks to hold your life back. I need you to understand this. Bad chapters can still create great stories. You heard me. Wrong paths can still lead to right places. Failed dreams can still create successful people. Sometimes it takes losing yourself to find yourself. Sometimes it takes losing everything to gain everything. Sometimes it takes a bad past to create a great future. It doesn't matter who you used to be. What truly matters is who you decide to become. Stop allowing the things you can't change to keep you from changing. Stop allowing your yesterdays to control your tomorrows. You got a choice. Either you can own your past or you can let your past own you. I want to be clear. Life is not about perfection. Don't let social media lie to you. Don't let people's filter life lie to you. Life is not about perfection, but progression. Life is not about being perfect. It's about becoming better. Who you were doesn't have to be who you are. And trust me, I know it's hard, especially when people only see you for who you used to be, especially when people try to chain you to your past. But understand, you can't control what people say about your life, but you can control what you do with your life. You can't control what people say about your life. Do you hear me? You can't control what people say about your life, but you can control what you do with your life. Build your future with the stones they try to throw at you. Because you got to understand this. Their judgments ain't your truth. Their opinions ain't your reality. Like, straight up. And to be real with you, people going to judge you regardless. If you don't do something with your life, you know what? They're going to judge you for not doing something with your life. If you change your life, they're going to judge you for changing your life, saying you switched up on them. So since they're going to judge you regardless, you might as well give them something great to judge. You might as well be yourself. Remember this. Just because your life hasn't been perfect doesn't mean your life doesn't have purpose. Every story has bad chapters. Every single story. You just have to find the strength to turn the page and write better ones. It's not our mistakes that define us. It's what we do with our mistakes that define us. A strong person, please remember this. A strong person is just a broken person that's been repaired. A champion is nothing but a contender that kept fighting. It's time for you to remember who you are. And if you can't remember who you are, it's time for you to create who you are. You let this world set limitations on your life when you were created with no limits. You were created with no limits at all, and you believe the limitations that this world gave you. You got to remind yourself who you were when your creativity had no prisons, before opinions convinced you on how you should be living, before comparisons killed your mission and your vision. Remember who you are. You ain't them and they ain't you. Why are you comparing yourself to them? Why are you comparing yourself to their filtered life? Why are you comparing yourself to their progressions? You ain't them and they ain't you. Remember who you are. And who you are is greatness. Who you are is an overcomer. Who you are is a beast. Who you are is a warrior. But you gotta believe that. Stop letting the stereotypes stick to your life that ain't meant for your life. No more is your identity gonna be the depression that hard times try to give you. No more are you gonna let this world make you forget who you are. Remember who you were before you settled for less. Remember who you were before that broken relationship. Remember who you were before that coach cut you. Remember who you were before that teacher called you stupid. Remember who you were before your parents didn't deal with their pain and gave you their pain. Remember who you were before you traded in your dreams to help someone else build theirs. Remember who you were before you lowered your standards. Again, there's 7 billion people in this world, and there's only one of you. So let me ask you something. Why are you fitting in when you were born to stand out? Let me ask you something. Why are you following the crowd when you were born to lead it? I think you forgot this. You forgot that the hero in your story is you. I get it. You might have other heroes that you look up to, people online that you look up to, but you forgot that the hero in your story is you. You know, some of us have become so obsessed with following other people's lives that we forgot that we have the power to lead our own. Remember who you were before someone made you feel that you weren't capable. You didn't know what impossible was until someone told you it wasn't possible. Think about it. You didn't know what failure was until someone told you you couldn't succeed. You didn't know what fear was until someone told you that you shouldn't be courageous. You have literally been influenced to settle for less. You realize that. You have literally been programmed to not believe in yourself. You have literally been tricked into thinking you're not a genius. Yeah, and I said the word genius because that's what you are. We all have genius inside of us, but most of us never discover it because we're too afraid to look dumb on the journey of exploring our gifts. Einstein said it best. Everyone is a genius. But if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. Remember who you are. Go for it. If you're always trying to be average, you will never know how amazing you can be. Break those chains of limitations. Break those chains a self-sabotage. Break those chains or whatever is keeping you from being the greatest you. Stop defining your life by the things that don't serve your life. Sometimes you have to break down to break through. Sometimes you got to go through it to get to it. Sometimes you got to go through hard seasons to get to your season. But when you remember who you are, the struggle doesn't break you. It builds you. When you remember who you are, hard times don't harden your heart. It strengthens it. When you remember who you are, failure doesn't define your life. It refines your life. When you remember who you are, you understand that the things that happen to you are nothing more than that. They're just things that happen to you. They're not you. They don't become a part of your identity. You didn't come this far just to come this far. You didn't come this far just to quit. You didn't come this far just to live a mediocre life. You didn't come this far to live the life that somebody else tried to give you. You didn't come this far to stop pursuing the greatest you. I think that you forgot that you a star, man. I think you forgot how incredible you are. I think you forgot just how powerful your light is. And oftentimes we do that when setbacks come, when failure comes, when people hurt us, when we lose something we truly care about. When I lost the NFL, I forgot how powerful my light is. I forgot that I was a star. And I say that not to in a cockier or arrogant way. I say that because you're unique. I'm unique. We all have that star inside of us. But so many of us, we don't let that star shine. You got to get back to shining it, or you got to go let it shine. I don't care who it makes uncomfortable. I don't care how different your light is. I don't care if people agree with your light. There's somebody in the world that needs your light, and you need to go back to shining it. You might be bruised, but I promise you this, you ain't broken, straight up. And the reason why you don't feel alive, let me tell you this. The reason why you don't feel alive is because you're not doing the things that make you feel alive. I know that's a duh moment, but it's so true. You're not doing the things that challenges you. You're not doing the things that spark your creativity. You traded in all of that to be average. And why? You weren't created to live average. You were created in greatness. Do you realize that? Let me ask you this question. What's the thing that you stopped doing that you know you should be doing? Think about that for a second. What's the thing you stopped doing for whatever reason? Opinions, failure, belief, whatever reason. What's the thing you stopped doing that you know you should be doing? When I answered that question in my life changed. When I continue to answer that question in my life changes for the better. What's the thing you stopped shooting for that you know in your heart you should still be aiming at? It's impossible to live a fulfilled life when you are not doing the things that fulfill you. It's impossible. So what I need you to do is remember who you are. I need you to turn it back up. I need you to get your swag back. I need you to look in the mirror and see confidence. I need you to look in the mirror and see someone who was filled with incredible things in their life. Go back and get the confidence that those situations stole from you. Go back and get the belief that those situations took from you. Go back and get the joy that those people took from your life. Go back and get the creativity that those criticisms ride from you. It's time for you to go get your life back. Go get your life back. And it starts with remembering who you are.
Hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property,
or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth. So many people defeat themselves by telling themselves what they can't do or what they can't be because there's so many invalid reasons. Oh, my past is too bad, or nobody's going to care. And you talk yourself literally out of your greatness. Stop defeating yourself. The person in the mirror shouldn't be your opponent. The person in the mirror shouldn't be your enemy. The person in the mirror shouldn't be the person that discourages you the most. The world gonna do that for you. Don't give the world help. The person in the mirror should be your friend. The person in the mirror should be your encourager. The person in the mirror should be your motivation. You should look in the mirror and see yourself. You should get inspired because you know every single day is a day that you can get better. Every single day is a day that you can rise above. Every single day is a day that you can take it to the next level. But too many times we never get there because we're so embarrassed to fail. We're so embarrassed to fall down. We're so embarrassed to struggle. Don't you know that everybody goes through that? Some people just hide theirs better. And honestly, the people who learn to stand strong are the people who learn to fall down but not stay down. Stop being embarrassed to be in last. If you're too embarrassed to try, then you're too afraid to be successful. Who cares if someone else is at a higher level than you for now? And we do that. We look out on social media and we say, oh, I can never be that. Or we hide our gifts and our talents because we think we can never be as talented as someone else. Your race is not their race. Your life is not their life. Your race is for you to run. Your life is for you to live. Stop comparing your beginning with someone else's middle. Stop comparing your struggles with someone else's strength. Because when you do that, it makes you forget that they had a starting point. It makes you forget that they had a first day. It makes you forget that they had a journey. And you'll always feel insecure when you compare your worst to someone else's best. Stop looking out to find discouragement. Stop looking out to disqualify yourself. Stop looking out for a reason to not go for it and start looking within to get your inspiration. All that matters is that today's you is trying to be better than yesterday's you. That's it. Don't compete to be better than them. Compete to be the best you. Compete to never be as weak as yesterday. Compete for daily growth. Your thoughts are your reality. Your perception of yourself will either make you or break you. If you think you're nothing, you will be nothing. If you think there's nothing better for your life, then a better life is something you'll never find. Start believing. Start believing it's possible. Start believing you'll meet one day. Start looking for a way to find a way. There's strength in your heart to overcome any challenge that's presented to your life. Please understand that. But if you keep operating in weakness, if you keep operating in comparison and not in your greatness, you'll never know the power that you have to win any battle placed in your life. Stop defeating yourself. Stop talking down to yourself. Stop beating yourself up and stop being your own punching bag and start telling yourself, I will get there. It is possible. I do have purpose. I will win. Because once you believe in yourself, people have two options. Believe in you or doubt you. But one thing is for sure is that they won't stop you. It is time for you to remember who you are and whose you are. Don't forget the power that is in you. It's greater than any power in the world, any obstacle, any challenge that comes your way. So don't you ever back down. Even when your back's against the wall, you remember who you are. It matters how many times you get back up, not how many times you fall. It's about your mentality. What's the point of dreaming a dream if you're not working to turn that dream into reality? So speak life into your life. Be your own motivation. A legend is just an ordinary person with extraordinary determination. So you find a way to make one. Because at the end, you just regret the chance you didn't take. So find the courage to take one. Remember who you are. Because your only limit is you. Don't surrender to your struggle. Make that struggle surrender to you. Listen, pain is temporary, but giving up is forever. Never be good with good enough. You know inside you lives something better. You didn't come this far just to settle. You didn't come this far just to accept whatever. You came this far to take it to your next level. You came this far to become something greater. What makes it even more special is that you didn't depend on favors, is that you did it with plenty of haters. But as you can see, it doesn't matter who doubts your life when your life is highly favored. Remember who you are. So for your dreams, for your vision, for your family, don't you ever stop working. And always remember this. When a destination is worth reaching, the path won't be perfect. You remember who you are. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. please share this episode with someone because someone needs it. And before we get out of here, there's something that I want you to do. And I want you to share it with me on social media. Share it with me on Instagram at Trent Shelton at Rehab Time. And I actually want you to share the video of it because it's something that I really want you to do. I don't want you to just whisper it. I don't want you to see words of affirmation. Just see it. I want you to feel it all throughout your body. Okay. And what I want you to do is I want you to have greatness words. Okay. I want you to have words that remind you of who you are. I want you to have these in the arsenal. So when struggle shows up, you know exactly what to go to. When weakness shows up, you know exactly when to go to. And I train myself doing this when I'm working out. When I'm feeling tired, when I feel like I want to quit, I go to my arsenal and I yell at the top of my lungs to remind myself of who I am. So when hard times hit in my life, I have it programmed to remind myself of who I am. When struggle shows up, I have it programmed to remind myself of who I am. And so I want you to come up with yours. And I want you to send me video. I don't care if it's during your workout. I don't care. Whatever it is, you may be at the top of a mountain, at the lake, whatever it is for you, I want you to yell at the top of your lungs things that remind you of who you are and remind you of your greatness. All right? I'll talk to you guys next week. Let's get it. Straight Up.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Babe Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Babe Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.